So this is the time of love's arrival. So love's arrival is remembering that love is source, love is God. Love is us in our true nature, in our true understanding, in our true vicinity. So the more that we allow love to be remembered, love to be supreme, so we want to remember there's a vibration, there's a consideration that's looking, how would I say this, like looking to come in, looking for a chance to be seen or a chance to be experienced, a chance to be exposed. So we want to remember that everything is vibrational, and we can't really shift things, heal things from the old vibration, from a lower vibration. What we're doing is restoring ourselves to love certainty, meaning we're aligning with the vibration of love. We're aligning with our true character. We're aligning with our true understanding of self. And so this is a huge leap of consciousness. And they're saying huge not to scare us, but simply to alert us to the fact that it's time to start moving, that it's not just staying in the normal paradigm, the normal consciousness, and just sort of like moving things around, that this is truly the time to take a new seat. This is truly the time to be stirred. This is truly the time to advance. This is truly the time to remember your divine witness, to remember your divine name, to remember your divine holiness, to allow the truth of self to be heard, to be explored, to be canvassed, to be set upon, to be advanced, to be seen. Because once we see it in consciousness, nothing will ever be the same, because we switch realities. So we want to remember that all of the different dimensions are actually within us. So we're not trying to get somewhere that isn't us already. That's so important that we understand that. We're not trying to like merge with someone else's oversoul, or you know, talk our way into something that isn't ours already. So the more that we can feel self-justified, in other words, it's almost like you brought a sweater along, but you haven't used it yet, but it's getting a little chilly. So I'm just gonna reach and find that sweater and put it on, and then I'm warm and cozy and comfy. So in essence, this is what we're doing when we're considering our highest advantage, when we're considering our highest light, when we're considering our highest broadcast. Remember, all of those dimensional realities are already available. And so what we're doing is we're choosing that highest determination. And so we want to remember we're leaving an old paradigm of suffering, of conflict, of fear, because it's going to go round and round and round. And here's the opportunity to simply go higher, to simply self-adjust. So in essence, we're literally leaping off the page of consciousness. And so we're doing this with ease because we say so, because we can, because we're set to advance. So in other words, our soul has been calling us, quickening us, how would I say this? Like leading us, requesting us, securing our placement. It's like, I just see myself and like my dog, like, you know, you have a little treat, they'll follow you anywhere. And so this is the point. Imagine our soul having that treat of light and saying, don't you find this interesting? Don't you find this attractive? Don't you want to conceive all that you are with this new possibility of self? So allow yourself to rearrange with ease. In other words, it's a vibrational consideration that's being offered that we're assuming as regularly possible, that we're assuming is easy to come by, that we're assuming at last is our true nature. In other words, it's already in our true vicinity. It's as easy as reaching for that sweater and bringing it forth. So allow yourselves to bring forth that light, your lighted consideration, your lighted consciousness at last, and allow the truth to be heard. So the truth isn't being heard with our physical ears. It's going to be our spiritual awareness, our spiritual sight, the stirring of your soul, the whisper of your higher self. And so all this is to be enjoyed in the now reality. So your mind that is just set in like pre-programmed, they're saying pre-programmed nonsense, we'll just say pre-programmed. It's like soon to self-adjust. So again, the more that we remember, we're literally stepping out of line. So you're just gonna sort of be unconscious about some things in your life, and suddenly you're gonna dream big. Suddenly you're gonna dream further. Suddenly you're gonna dream wider. So in other words, it's like reaching for that sweater where, you know, I don't think I'm just here in this small little place. I think I can stand out. I think I can advance. I think I can say yes. So we're saying yes to our sunshine now. We're saying yes to our higher proximity now. Again, remembering it's already available for us. The way we've all been programmed is we don't know that. So we want to remember the mind is not going to know what's available. It doesn't know that we're eternal. We don't want to cause it harm. It's not its fault. But we want to go beyond the rational thought. We want to go beyond everything that's just regurgitation of the past. Because remember, we build out of our beliefs. So if we believe we're small, if we believe we're powerless, if we believe we're separated, if we believe, you know, everything we believe in lower consciousness, that's all that's going to come by, because that's all we believe is being offered. So when I'm saying that, they're showing me a third eye chakra card. Oh my gosh, how beautiful is that? So if you think this is your only selection, you can pick out of these flavors, strawberry, vanilla, or chocolate, what do you want? Well, then you're just gonna stay there. But if you recognize, you know, 49 wonderful flavors, whatever it is, in other words, there's more to choose from. There's more of self to come by. There's more of self to understand. Then you're going to slide on by. In other words, you're going to be very interested in all that's available, in all that is surrounding you, that all that is accompanying you. And the second you say yes to it, the second you say, here is my new definition of self, here I am in this higher broadcast, it's there. It's like a shoo-in. In other words, nobody is stopping you. We're stopping ourselves. And so we're learning how to rearrange ourselves into our higher stanza. So allow yourselves to advance, allow yourselves to be seen. You're being seen by your own self. So you want to receive yourself in your light. You want to receive yourself in your higher gesturing. You want to receive yourself in your higher consciousness in the now present. So it's not like, well, let me think about this later. And, you know, maybe there's something to this. You just do what you do best right now in this present moment and trust. Trust that your higher self is on your side. In other words, when you have that willingness, faith as small as a mustard seed, any kind of assumption, any kind of yes, any kind of agreement, that's all your masters need. That's all your guides need to do the rest. So you just put up your little hand, your little pinky, and you say yes. And they're all over you. So allow yourself to drop, here's the important finishing piece, to drop any last resistance. Oh my gosh, could I share volumes on this? We do not realize we're still resisting. We really don't, but we are. And so we want to graduate beyond that. So we're bringing that to the light. We're bringing that resistance to the light so it can be transmuted permanently. So any place where there's resistance, like my guides gave me a suggestion. It was an incredible suggestion. It took me, 3 weeks to follow through with it. Like, why would I need 3 weeks to follow through with something that's helpful to me? Resistance. So we're offering that resistance to be dispersed, to be just like evaporated. So the more that we recognize that we can choose that light now, that we can choose the sunshine, that we can bring that old state of resistance and just have it wash away. Just have it wash away. I don't need any holdups. I don't need any pauses. Like, I'm good to go now. So allow yourself the sunshine, allow yourself the eternal statement, the eternal statement of self. Remember, we're a ray of God. We are the divine. we are the goddess. And so the more that we honor that, the more that we establish that, the more that we come into holy remembrance of it, the more that we'll claim it, the more we'll side by it, the more that we'll state that in the now reality. So as you're receiving these gestures of the heart, they're saying, remember to smile. So it's just feel the heart awakening, feel the heart opening. So we want to remember we're coming out of prejudice, we're coming out of conflict, we're coming out of someone wins, someone loses. So we tend to have to grip, we tend to have to dig in our heels, we tend to have to harden our heart, because everybody can't win is the old argument. So it's like, I've got to like keep my heart closed to you because I've got to figure out how to win. So there are all these like false games we've been playing in the past where we don't have our heart open. So we want to remember 5D reality is heart conscious, heart-centered consciousness, awakened heart. That's how we experience oneness. It's not from the intellect, like you're really me. I mean, it's true. But that's not going to do it. What's going to do it is from the awakened heart. And so from out of the heart consciousness, out of the heart knowing, all will come alive, all will be remembered. So again, any kind of opening of the heart, any kind of, okay, spirit, okay, higher self, here's my spiritual heart, help me open it, show me where to go, show me what my next step is. Anything like that is all that's needed. Remember, just that little tiny bit of willingness and you will be delighted with the ultimate return. So receive your light with your open heart, with your willingness to take that leap of consciousness, with your faith, with your welcoming in your higher presence. Receive. And when they say receive, kind of really check yourself out. Are you receiving? Are you waiting for it to end? And then if you are receiving, notice how much you're receiving. Are you receiving just a little bit because you think that's all that you're due or you're all that is available? And then just imagine allowing yourself to receive a little bit more and enjoying it a little bit more and increasing the sunshine a little bit more. So any kind of offering or energetic advancement where we start changing our beliefs about self, about life, very, very, very powerful, because we're bringing ourselves upright. In other words, we're aligning with our holy remembrance, with our holy truth, with our holy allowance. And every little gesture counts, doesn't matter how small, it's very far from insignificant, it's very powerful. So receive on all levels, and so it is.